Blog Talk Radio.
Unfortunately, we have to start today off on a sad note. I promise we're going to pick it up, but today on a sad note, Glenn Frey, the originator of that song you hear every week, You Love, You Belong to the City, has apparently passed away from the Eagles, so we're dedicating the show to him.
It's a nice gesture on our part, I feel
like. I think he'd appreciate it, if he's listening.
Well, I don't know if he'd appreciate it yet. He just passed away, right? So give him a little time, maybe tomorrow he'll appreciate it a little more.
Give him something to listen to. I feel like, if anybody was wondering where that came from, it came from a Married with Children episode. And I heard that, and ever since then, it's been our official anthem. So thank you, Glenn Frey. We appreciate using your music illegally.
Rest in power, buddy.
Yeah, we're here for you, pal. This is the first time in a long time we've got all three of us in studio.
Live and in person, braving the snowstorm from yesterday.
Yeah, 2.5 inches of snow. That's 2.5 inches will get you every time.
Dedication is dedication, my friend. We don't mess around.
No, we're here. We're dedicated to our craft here today. It is myself, the Enforcer, side by side along the powers of pain of the Nature Boy BK and the Midnight Stallion Joe G. We have I'm excited for our podcast today. I'm excited for this episode. I'm excited for Raw. Joe, I'm not. It's the go home show for Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I mean it should be exciting.
Yeah, because
Glenn Frey would want us to be excited.
You're right,
Glenn Frey. I belong to the city, Joe.
Can't let the big guy down.
Can't let him down. Tonight we have our special guest coming on, SoCal Val, formerly of TNA Impact fame, now of Evolve fame, the Flips app. I would say host.
I would say head of the premier athlete brand, right?
Very true. Very
fashionista, true. Is that a word?
Fashionista.
Okay.
And the mayor of California.
Okay.
Well, I made that up. I hope that's cool.
I don't think that's, I think that's right. I think that's pretty good. That covers it. So
before she comes on, like I said, Raw is about to start. We have about a half hour until Raw. And, I feel like, I guess we could talk about the WWE for a little bit. I feel like we need a very, very strong showing tonight from Raw to get you guys interested, true or false.
Yeah, I mean, it's their final, like you mentioned, their final go-home show for the Royal Rumble, which is this Sunday. Royal Rumble is going to be going up against the two NFL championship games this Sunday evening. So it's pretty important for them to try to bring in viewers and people to watch the show, maybe more so than usual, because usually it's on the week in between the title games and the Super Bowl. So they've got some competition to worry about on Sunday, so it's even more important for them to bring in people to watch the show. And they got Brock Lesnar on the show tonight, and I think Chris Jericho, right, as well.
Yeah, more Jericho. Let's go.
And also, this is the first time in WWE history, I believe, that the title will be defended in the Royal Rumble. So should be making history. Not quite breaking it. Hopefully we don't break anything tonight. No promises, folks.
It's going to shock everybody when AJ Styles wins the Royal Rumble and he goes home WWE champion.
I will put $5 that won't happen. Any takers?
All right, give me the field then, which has got to be, I don't know, 3,000 to 1.
I'll put a Canadian dollar on it. I think that's
what is it, like a moose? Go. Is it Canadian dollar?
There might be a moose on it. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll throw a sack of Joey a dollar.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So we got a lot riding on this, it sounds like.
A lot of betting going on this Sunday. I guess they still really don't know the full card for Sunday, do we?
I know they added Owens and Ambrose for the IC title. That was one of the things they added. They're supposedly, I think, Becky Lynch challenged Charlotte, and we're supposed to find out tonight if she accepts. I don't know if there's much else that's official yet.
We have a last man standing match for the IC title, right?
Ambrose,
so it should be phenomenal.
That is correct. They added that stipulation. So,
are we going to get another Kalisto and Alberto Del Rio match?
Maybe. I think they might do that. I'd probably do a New Day match of some sort as well. I mean, that's tough. I have to imagine it's going to get finalized. tonight. So
yeah, I mean, I would like to see, personally, if it was up to me, I would like to have New Day in the Rumble. I think some chicanery between them would be enjoyable. So it seems like we have a caller. Caller, who are we speaking with?
This is SoCal Val. What's up, guys?
SoCal Val, how are you? Welcome to the show. Everybody listening, we have the former TNA Impact star. We have the mayor of California. And as BK pointed out, we have the head of the premier athlete brand, SoCal Val. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. And yes, I feel like the premier athlete brand manager is probably my favorite role to date. So thanks for mentioning that.
Oh, of course. We're all of us here are big fans of the Premier Athlete brand. And why don't we start there? Evolve, there was big news last week coming out of Evolve regarding the Flips TV app. So for all of the fans of professional wrestling that want to see the great action from Evolve, it seems like we can now see that on Flips TV. Is that true?
It's true. And, you know, the coolest thing about Flips, the convenience of it, I actually started working with them because I was watching wrestling pay-per-views out of town. I go to the UK very often to see family and work over there. And I wanted to see some Ring of Honor pay-per-views and some Impact Wrestling pay-per-views. And, you know, it's just, first of all, with the time difference, that's always kind of horrible. But there was no way to really watch it except for I had the Flips TV app, which basically means if you get it, it's super convenient. You just download it on your phone. The app is completely free on iTunes or Google Play. And whatever you want to watch, there's a lot of free content. There's a lot of films and TVs. But we're actually doing a separate part of Flips TV that's called Fight TV, and that's going to focus on combat sports. So basically, if you want to order a pay-per-view, you press a button. It either it lets you watch it on your smartphone, or if you have a smart TV nearby, it finds it and connects automatically, and it just pops up right there on your screen. So thanks to Flips, I really haven't missed much of the shows that I wanted to see when I was overseas, but it works anywhere with Wi-Fi. And they just announced that now all of the WWN Live content, including Evolve, Full Impact Pro, which features some of our up-and-coming superstars, and then, of course, the all-female brand Shine Wrestling is all going to be available on Flips, starting with the January 22nd show that's going to be live from Ybor. And I'm happy to report, too, that I'll be doing a lot of content that is exclusive to Flips, meaning an Evolve pre-show and exclusive interviews and a lot of really exciting stuff.
Awesome. That's really cool. So I was going to ask, so you guys have three shows this weekend for Evolve. Is that true? You guys have three shows this weekend, all those available on the Flips app?
Yeah, it's three shows. And the cool thing about Flips is, I mean, you can watch on WWNLive.com as well. That was the previous way that I was watching all the shows back. And I do watch them back, of course. You know, watching yourself is always sort of a cringe-worthy experience. But you got to do it if you want to get better and you want to evolve, pun intended. But, yeah, actually for Flips, all three pay-per-views are available. They're $19.99 each, or if you order all three, you can get three for the price of two. So, again, the info is on flips.com. It's Flips with two P's, and then you can find it on Twitter, at FlipsTV. I retweet them quite a bit. But it's a really cool app. But there's going to be so much wrestling going on because on January 22nd, we have Evolve live from Ybor, and then January 23rd, we're going to be Evolve is going to be live from Orlando. And then the day of the Rumble, if you want to do a double shot, we have a show at 2 p.m. in Orlando for Evolve, and then you can go to the Royal Rumble that night at the Amway Center right here in Orlando.
Awesome. Now, the three shows this weekend is going to feature the first ever Evolve Tag Team Championship Tournament, right, which also features your men, the Premier Athlete brand?
Right, and of course, I won't be alone. I'll have my bodyguard, the beauty and brawn that is Andrea by my side, just in case anybody, you know, tries any funny business, because I'm not getting in there, for God's sake. I mean, you've seen the size of my high heels, I'm sure. But the Premier Athlete brand is basically, I mean, spoiler alert, everyone knows that they might as well just go ahead and give us the tag team titles. They created these titles with us in mind, and it was something that I demanded, and it you know, it came to fruition. Usually I get what I want. This is no exception. So the Premier Athlete brand is going to be there, but there's so many other great superstars on this show, including guys like Zack Sabre Jr., who are just so hot right now. He's, you know, doing so many great things in Japan as well as the independent scene in the UK where he's from. Timothy Thatcher, you know, he's one of the best wrestlers I think we have in Evolve. He's such a technical mastermind and a really, really great up-and-coming star that you're going to hear so much more from this year. Tommy Yen from Amsterdam is going to be here. So it's really going to be an international show with a lot of really diverse, unorthodox guys in there. So it's going to be really interesting to see how everyone fares in the tournament.
I completely agree with you. And that's one of the things I think we all here we love about Evolve Wrestling. I mean, between the strong style, the lucha style, everybody has their own niche. And it's really, really right. more
professional wrestling focused. So,
it really is.
How did you get started with Evolve?
Well, I'm glad you asked because, you know, first of all, thanks for saying that because I really wish that more people knew. I mean, we're getting quite a name for ourselves now, but especially with the NXT connections, we're, you know, which we'll talk about, I'm sure, in a little bit because we've got some NXT superstars coming into these shows live. But, you know, this is finally with Flips and with the NXT and WWE recognition, Evolve is really getting on a much grander scale that everyone really deserves to be seen on. You know, myself included, and Premier Athlete Brand, of course, but, you know, guys that are, you know, doing independent shows and they're working their asses off, now they're going to be able to be on a much bigger platform, so that's amazing. But I actually started with FIP, Full Impact Pro, before Evolve was even a federation. It sort of evolved, again, pun intended, from DG USA, which was Dragon Gate, that Gabe Sapolsky was running. And I worked with Gabe and Sal in Full Impact Pro. I think I was about at least 17, might even have been 16, did I start working FIP shows in Florida, and Gabe was the booker for that. Sal is our owner, and it's just been sort of a really cool evolution from the smaller shows that we've done. Now they have Shine Wrestling and, you know, all these different genres within the WWN Live family, so it's kind of under that WWN umbrella, but Evolve is really kind of the premier place for all of their talent to be shown. But I've known these guys for a really long time, since I started. And it's hard to say home federation because I did start in Southern California, places like, you know, GSCW, which became APW LA, places like PWG. But when it comes to my Florida career, you know, I moved to Florida about a year, not even, after starting in SoCal. So a lot of those federations, IPW Hardcore, NWA Florida, and FIP, were where I really kind of sunk my teeth into my SoCal Val character. So it's kind of cool that it's come full circle after the 9 years at Impact that I'm now back with my homegrown people.
Well, we'll talk about Impact in a second, but you alluded to the NXT and Evolve similar partnership. NXT, they have a couple of guys from Evolve now. Rich Swann is over there, Johnny Gargano, Biff Busick, who stars are Evolve, who, you know, put on five-star matches every time you saw them. And now you're going to see them in NXT. And the last time Evolve was up here in Long Island, they had Sami Zayn signing autographs, and he cut a great promo, and now we see Regal and Jordan and Gable are going to be at Evolve that weekend as well. So can you shed some light on the NXT and Evolve partnership and what that's going to mean for both brands?
Definitely, and it was so exciting when this started to happen because it was sort of a slowly but surely, you know, thing that happened because, you know, we kind of already were sort of an NXT developmental system, if you really think about it, because so many of our guys, you know, one of the first ones I remember was UHA Nation. We kind of gave him a little farewell send-off at the last WrestleMania in San Jose, and, you know, we were so proud of him. We knew he had been signed and all that, and then it became Rich Swann and Biff Busick and so many different guys that it was cool that WWE, again, and NXT, to their credit, really took Evolve under their wing, and I think it's really a testament to how amazing Gabe is. And Gabe, you know, worked with Paul Heyman for so many years in ECW, is a very respected booker, promoter. He's got such a great mind for the business. He's such a positive, refreshing guy to work with. And honestly, like, I would follow Gabe anywhere. He's absolutely brilliant. Don't tell him I said that because then, you know, who knows. But he's a really great guy. And with all of the connections there and all of the guys that kept being signed from Evolve, it was only a matter of time until they started an official partnership. So we're going to hear more about how that's going to impact Evolve. But as you mentioned, we've already had Sami Zayn come in for an autograph session that turned into this epic promo with Timothy Thatcher, our Evolve heavyweight champion right now. Maybe not for long. We'll see. Just a little warning, Tim. But also, you know, it's one of those things that the fans that don't know Evolve, that watch NXT, that watch WWE, are now getting to see the tweets and all the social media presence that they've given us. You know, they did an article on top five wrestlers in Evolve to watch that could be coming to NXT, and they featured some of our guys like Drew Gulak and Timothy Thatcher. And, you know, it's been really, really cool that Triple H especially has said in interviews how much he admires Gabe and the work ethic that we all have in Evolve. And how, if you know, if somebody's not ready to go to NXT, Evolve is a place where you're going to see them first, even before NXT. So it's really an honor, and I'm really proud of us and proud of Gabe, and just so grateful to the WWE officials and staff that they've been so great and gracious to us to give us that platform.
And that's really kind of uncharted territory for the WWE to give so much recognition and acknowledgement to a small promotion. I think it's really really going to benefit everybody in the long run. And in the even longer run, I think it's really going to benefit the current WWE product when you have a lot of those Evolve guys on your main roster.
Right. And it kind of goes back to the days of, you know, you had WCW and you had all these different invasions, and it's sort of like, you know, with New Japan is becoming a thing where, you know, we're wondering who's going to come in from New Japan. Evolve and NXT are sort of blurring the line. So as a fan, it's a really cool time to watch wrestling right now, because there's also something to be said for seeing a wrestler in a federation like Evolve or on the independent scene before they make it to NXT and then before they make it to the roster, because you have a sort of personal connection with them. And when that person debuts, you know, say a guy like, you know, great example, my man Caleb Conley, you know, when he gets to the main roster in WWE, you can say that you saw him first on Evolve on Flip.
I love how positive you are about Caleb Conley getting to the main roster. I agree with you.
I would use the word positive, but I would use the word confident, really.
Either way, it's so nice to hear. They had an amazing match with Harvey Vice at the last Deer Park show. So there's nothing but big things ahead for the Premier Athlete brands. But speaking of New Japan and invasion angle, there's been a hubbub, if you will, regarding the Bullet Club coming to the WWE, possibly signing, maybe not signing, AJ Styles, Karl Anderson, Doc Gallows, Shinsuke Nakamura as well. What's your take on that, and will we be seeing them this weekend at the Royal Rumble?
I hope so, and let me tell you how far this reaches. You might get a kick out of this. So I do a lot of stuff for my fashion blog and for different companies and brands that, you know, are kind of fashion related, and a lot of events around Orlando where I'm from, Orlando Style Magazine. I was working for the Perfect Wedding Guide this weekend at a bridal expo, and, you know, I said to my girlfriend that was with me, I said, it's so kind of nice but interesting that I go to an event like this and I don't know anyone. You know, it's totally not my genre. I'm used to wrestling and hard-hitting action, and here I am at this beautiful, you know, wedding expo, which, you know, first of all, it was just kind of not out of my comfort zone in a bad way, but it was interesting. And out of nowhere, right before I leave, I couldn't have said that, you know, that I didn't know anybody before, someone came up to me and said, hey, Val, what do you think about AJ Styles going to the Royal Rumble? And I thought, there we go. This is how far AJ's trending topics has reached, is a bridal expo in Daytona Beach, Florida. So it's obviously on everyone's minds, on everyone's lips, that he is going to be the Royal Rumble. From what I understand, I haven't heard the actual interview. I don't think that he's confirmed 100% that he's going to be there, but I do not think that, you know, Finn Balor is doing these sort of subtle, not-so-subtle gestures about the Bullet Club, and it's time that the Bullet Club comes here. If they're ever going to capitalize on the Bullet Club, which is a huge force in wrestling, I feel like it's the hugest, if that's even a word, the biggest force in wrestling since the NWO, and I feel like this is going to be the perfect time for them to sort of invade. I don't know when they're going to pick their moment, but the Royal Rumble would certainly be an exciting time. But I think wherever the Bullet Club goes, Finn Balor goes, and AJ Styles is soon to follow. So I think we'll see them sooner than later, or at least I hope.
Yeah, I definitely, for one, would love to see those guys show up at the Rumble all together.
Yeah.
But one thing about the Rumble that's different this year, obviously, is now they've changed the stakes in the Rumble from just being the number one contender to the actual WWE Championship being on the line, with Roman Reigns defending against 29 other superstars, including Brock Lesnar. So for you, how does that really change, like, the, you know, the outcome of the Rumble, or the approach, or the wrestlers in the match itself, in terms of how they, you know, who's going to come out on top?
I think obviously it puts the spotlight on Roman Reigns, which is totally their goal, and it makes perfect sense. I think they also need to, you know, keep innovating and keep doing unorthodox things that, you know, for example, things that are really inventive ideas, like the Elimination Chamber, or, you know, the coming and going of the King of the Ring tournament, which I love, by the way. They always have to start, they always have to tweak, you know, the old ideas. It's going to get stale if they keep the rules the same. So I think this huge buildup with Roman Reigns and the Authority just knocking him down at every turn, I think it's just another way for them to control him. And I think, again, it puts the spotlight on Roman Reigns, because when he comes out, I think it's just going to be all eyes on him, which is what they want, what they need. And Roman Reigns, I think, has been doing a wonderful job as far as, you know, I'm sure it's got to be a lot of pressure to be in the position that he's in. And I'm a big fan of his. So I like that stipulation. My favorite part about the Royal Rumble, personally, and we talk about this a lot on Monsters in the Morning, because Russ Rollins, our host, is also a big wrestling fan, and he and I love the Royal Rumble. So we always talk about the fact that we're most excited to see who is brought back. In terms of legends, there's always some sort of comedic act that comes back. And that's really what I love about it, because I do stress also that if you've never seen a wrestling pay-per-view, if you ever want to introduce somebody to wrestling, you know, it's hard when you watch Raw. It's a three-hour show. They're not sure of the storylines. Yeah, it's fun to explain, but there's so much going on. With the Royal Rumble match, you know, if you go in there and you don't even know if you're at the live event or watching on television, you don't need to know who's who. All you need to know is, you know, I think it's every minute, right? Somebody runs out, and it's just kind of a big schmoz, and it's so exciting. There's never a dull moment because of the time and everybody running out. So I think it's just sort of the ultimate beginner's guide to why wrestling is exciting in this particular match. So I'm a big fan of this pay-per-view.
I think everybody is, and I think the whole countdown, building up the anticipation. I know you said you like the returns. This year, who is one person you would like to see come back in the Royal Rumble?
You know, I was excited that Jericho came back. That's always fun for me. He's, you know, one of my favorites, and I actually know him very well. He's a really nice guy, and I feel like he's one of those superstars that's really transitioned into, you know, different roles, whether it's hosting or, you know, Hollywood, or he's, you know, the front man of a band, which I'm not sure if you guys ever saw Fozzy in person, but he's such an amazing front man. I was thrilled to see him in it. I'm not even sure, did Brock Lesnar really confirm he's going to be in it or not, or are we sure that he's entered?
Yeah, I believe he's confirmed to be in the Royal Rumble this year, and I also believe he might be the betting favorite last I saw.
I hope so, and it's funny because I was just doing an interview a couple days ago, a written interview, and they asked me, you know, who's been my favorites, and I said I kind of go through phases of liking wrestlers, and I really was never a huge Brock Lesnar fan. For some reason, he didn't resonate with me fully. Maybe it's because he's not a talker. Then with Paul Heyman, you know, I do love Paul Heyman, you know, more than anybody. I think he's the best talker ever in wrestling, but, you know, I've been on sort of a Brock Lesnar parade or a kick lately because I shot for Paul Heyman, which the photo shoot, the lingerie photo shoot will be out, and bikini will be out on HeymanHustle.com upcoming, so that's pretty cool. But when I talked to him about it, and when I met Brock Lesnar, I really understood the dynamic that he and Paul Heyman have, and it really kind of gave me a more of a creative angle to look at their partnership. So I've been a big Brock Lesnar fan since about last WrestleMania to now, so I'm pulling for him. I think he's incredibly, you know, intense, and a really gifted athlete. I think he just knows his role and plays it amazingly well. He's kind of that intrinsic tough heel. And I love the, you know, obviously that we get to see Paul Heyman thanks to him. As far as people returning, I'd like to see, you know, maybe like a Sami Zayn or someone from NXT. I'd like to see a few of them maybe in there if that's possible. Returns, I don't know. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Rob Van Dam. He's one of my best friends. I'm not sure if we'll see him or not. I always kind of am hoping for Hacksaw Jim Duggan, but that's just me. I think he's awesome. You know, somebody like comedic, like I mentioned before, like Santino Marella would break up the sort of intensity of the match and give everyone a laugh. That would be cool. So the list goes on and on. I mean, hey, I'm still pulling for Steve Blackman over here, if I'm very honest.
That is quite the list, from Steve Blackman to Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Sami Zayn. I think you're right about the comedic aspect. It brings a lot to the table, especially when Santino getting thrown out in 1 second a couple of years ago still has me cracking up.
Right.
But there's something else you touched on that I want to talk about. Is you brought up the fact that you weren't completely sold on Brock Lesnar because of his inability to talk on a microphone. And personally, growing up watching wrestling, me and the guys here, I always loved Bobby Heenan. I think Bobby Heenan still is the best full-time in terms of manager, getting his wrestlers over, getting his wrestlers heat. Do you think a manager – on, you know, on Raw right now, managers are lacking. We don't have that anymore. We don't have like a good, strong manager aside from Paul Heyman who's going to do good things for their wrestlers and help get him over.
You know, I've asked that a lot because as a manager, that was always my thing. People say, oh, well, you don't wrestle, so what do you think about managers and is it a dying art? I think it's really cyclical. I mean, everything in wrestling is kind of, it comes full circle. Sometimes there's no managers. Sometimes there's too many women managers and not enough men. And, you know, just, it goes back and forth. I think the Paul Heyman sort of is the icon right now that kind of proves that a wrestler can benefit from a manager. Right now, I love girls like Summer Rae and Carmella in NXT that are kind of doing the thing that I always love to do, which was emulate girls like Sunny and Dawn Marie and Francine and sort of use their sexual appeal to, you know, get their guys over, whether it be as a heel or a face. But yeah, I mean, there's so many that I love watching, and I think it really comes down to what wrestling needs. Same thing with tag team wrestling. You know, sometimes tag team wrestling is doing great, and then it kind of goes away for a while, and then now it's sort of had a resurgence, you know, previously where, you know, guys like the Dudleys came back, and then, you know, same thing with Impact Wrestling. You know, Beer Money's back. So tag team wrestling, it's a great thing for us. And Evolve, we're clearly hyping, you know, getting on that bandwagon of tag team wrestling with this tag team wrestling tournament, which is going to be epic. So, again, with managing, I think it's just something that, what do we need right now in wrestling? Sometimes you need more women on the show. To me, though, I think, like I said, you have to go back to Paul Heyman and thank him for always being that manager that everyone can look up to and study from, and I certainly still do.
Couldn't agree more on the tag team wrestling. Seems like it's in a boom. But I had a question for you. If you could pick one WWE guy to manage, who would it be and why?
Oh, my gosh. Just one. Oh, you know, I've mentioned Cesaro before, and the reason I'll say Cesaro is because First of all, he's so cultured. And like me, you know, I'm basically British. I'm in the UK all the time, you know, which is smashing. But, you know, he's a guy who's Swiss. He travels the world. He's a global superstar. He's an, you know, refined character. He's technically sound, amazing in the ring. And we have a history. I managed him in Full Impact Pro back in the day when he was Claudio Castagnoli. And I just feel like he's never really gotten to reach his full potential yet in WWE, but I'm confident that he will. But maybe what he needs is sort of that female touch and that star power that I think I bring to guys like Caleb Conley and Anthony Nese in the Premier Athlete brand in Evolve. So I feel like he would fit in with a female manager for sure.
Sign me up. Anything to get more Cesaro on TV, him healthy. We'd love to see you guys together on the show. Now, you did touch on Beer Money coming back to Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling has been it's had a rough, I would say, like a rough stretch. And right now it seems like they're trying to bring in some new guys, trying to bring in some older faces. What do you see as the future of Impact Wrestling? Do you think they're going to make it?
I certainly hope so. I'm of a firm belief that competition is so healthy, and you know everyone works harder when there's competition. I'm disappointed that in the last few years, you know, since I left, it's kind of I don't even like to say it, but I mean we'd be completely ignorant to say that it hasn't declined in viewership, and you know it's on a smaller channel. But I mean, it all comes down to, no matter what you think about storylines and who's running who, which, by the way, I should point out that everyone, you know, was so opinionated when I was in Impact Wrestling that, oh, it's this person's fault, it's that person's fault. Oh, Hogan and Bischoff, who I am huge fans of and think they did nothing but amazing things for TNA. Nobody knows who's at fault, per se, with stuff like this. But whether it's storylines or the way people are being booked or marketing, it all comes down to the talent of the men and women on the show. And Impact Wrestling still has some of the most amazing talent on the planet. So for that reason, I'm confident they'll do well. I've heard that they'll have some really, you know, big shows coming up this year that I hope will, you know, get them more viewers. I'm such a fan of the product. I have to be. You know, that's where I had my longest run for 9 years. I literally grew up in that federation with those people from, you know, 18 years old, a little before 18 actually, to 27 or a little more. So it's just like a very personal thing to me. I don't want to live in a wrestling society that doesn't include TNA, that TNA doesn't exist in. I think it's just beneficial for everybody to have more alternate routes to go to. For an independent guy and you only have NXT to go to, that's really a sad day. I hope that Impact Wrestling does well. I hope they all do well. And I think that it's very ignorant for fans to kind of say, and I'm sorry, but it happened a lot to me. When I was in Impact Wrestling, they came up and said, I love Impact, I hate WWE, I don't watch it. And now it's, oh, I'm so glad you're not in Impact because I hate it, I only watch WWE. And I kind of look at them and go, you do realize that we all watch all of the products, right? I mean, that's what we do. There's not that many products out there. Wrestling is a drop in the bucket when it comes to a genre that people like. So, you know, how arrogant to just watch one federation and do nothing but hate on any other federation. It's great to have favorites, you know, that's fun to be at a party and be fighting with people, you know, no, I love TNA, no, I love WWE, or, you know, back in the day when I was watching, it was who hated The Rock, who loved Triple H. That would be me, who loved Triple H. That'd be my sister, who loved The Rock. So we had a lot of spats over that. But the point is, competition is great, it's healthy, and it's what fuels so many wonderful wrestlers, and it has for years. So for that reason, I wish them all the best.
I agree with what you said about competition. I think you can be fans of all the different promotions and enjoy them for different reasons. Obviously, WWE is more entertainment-focused. You're going to look at Ring of Honor. You're going to look at Evolve, and you see more of a traditional professional wrestling atmosphere, which is, you know, what people might be looking for right now. But speaking about your time in Impact, you spent a lot of time with the current Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion, Jay Lethal. Talk about what he's been able to accomplish in the last couple of years and how far he's come.
See, when you mentioned Jay Lethal, I literally just started smiling because I'm so proud of Jay Lethal. I, you know, was a fan of his anyway, and the fact that we got to have our storyline, it's been just amazing. And, you know, it's interesting because I mentioned just growing up in Impact, and you have to remember when we did our storylines, like, we were all kind of kids, me, Jay Lethal, and Sanjay. We all still feel like kids, by the way. You know, we're not that old or anything. But to see Jay Lethal, you know, transition into this huge World Heavyweight Champion for ROH has been nothing but just wonderful to see. And I have to tell you, with Flips TV, we have broadcasted some of the ROH pay-per-views. And to see Jay Lethal on the pay-per-views are one thing, and I'm so proud of him. But then I actually got to interview him in person, which was so fun. We spent the day poolside just, you know, shooting the breeze and talking. By the way, those interviews are available on Flips.com and the Flips app. But, you know, I have to say, we had him cut a promo for Ring of Honor on Flips. And I literally just said, okay, Jay, I need you to, you know, just kind of hype Ring of Honor. And I literally stood back from the camera and the tripod, and I was just watching him do this promo, one take wonder, and he was just so fluid and so believable and showed such conviction. I was just like, aside from being such a good friend of Jay Lethal's, and we are buddies, I just have to say, I stopped when he was done, and I said, I have to tell you, I am so impressed, and you are just such a star. So I think even to be able to impress me, who knows him very well and has worked with him for years, it shows how hard he's worked and how much he studies and how disciplined he is as a wrestler and as a human being to become this superstar that can stand on his own. So I'm just ecstatic for him.
To see what he's been able to do after coming out of the Black Machismo character, which a lot of people felt he was typecast into, coming to Ring of Honor and really take the company by storm. He started with the TV title, and he's made himself a legitimate heavyweight champion, putting together in the ring and what he can do on the microphone. I really think Jay Lethal is somebody to watch out for in the coming year.
Right.
Now, with Evolve, like you said, they brought in so much talent from around the world, Tommy End, Chris Hero, Timothy Thatcher, the list goes on and on. Is there anybody you would like to see come into Evolve, maybe match up with your Premier Athlete brand?
Ooh, good question. You know, there's a lot of wrestlers, because I do spend so much time over in the UK. I see a lot of wrestlers over there that are, you know, getting really, really good. I hear a lot about Will Ospreay. I hear he's great. I'd like to actually meet him and see him. You know, in an Evolve ring one day. There's so much talent in the UK. Also, there's a lot of talent that are Scottish guys. For example, if I could pick one guy that hasn't really, you know, been contracted, as far as I know, hasn't been contracted to, like, a super big federation like a TNA other than British Boot Camp and a WWE, I would love to see Noam Dar come into Evolve and have matches with guys like Timothy Thatcher, who's, you know, incredible, or a guy like Chris Hero could take him under his wing and just really, I mean, bring out the very best in him. He's a great talent. There's a guy named Ryan Smile that I talk about a lot in interviews because I've been so impressed with him on the two shows that I've done. I actually took him aside twice and said, listen, you are really good. He's great on commentary. He's one of those well-rounded wrestlers that just is pretty much good at everything as far as I've seen. So, yeah, I think guys like that would be good. As far as tag teams, you know, the Young Bucks are kind of all over the place. I'm not sure where they'll end up permanently, but they are such the perfect fit for Evolve, and they would make so much sense with our style to add some kind of pizzazz to the tag team division. And I think the fans are just so behind anything the Young Bucks do. That would be very cool to see them as well. So, yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on, and that's the cool thing about getting to do independent federations, not only in the U.S., but over across the pond, because, you know, you really get the culture and the you have your finger on the pulse of what's happening in terms of what wrestlers are really being watched the closest.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there, for sure. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you before we wrap up here in a little bit is, you've accomplished a lot in your years in wrestling through TNA, Evolve, and other promotions. Is there any one thing or set of things that you haven't yet done that you want to accomplish just before your time in wrestling is over with?
You know, that's something that you think about the more and more that you do this. And I am in my 14th year now in wrestling, which is crazy to think about because I started at 16. So, you know, only being 29, that kind of seems crazy because I'm sure there's several years left, obviously. But, you know, I've been back and forth on the WWE thing, you know, with NXT being right here in my hometown, you know, and it's clearly no competition with Evolve now that we're working together. I would love to work with my friends there or WWE to this day. I've never really officially worked for either. I've done things off and on for them over the years and even a little bit before TNA, before I was contracted. So I think that's always on the bucket list. I'm not sure, you know, if that'll happen, how that would happen. But I'm honestly a firm believer that if that's meant to be, it'll be. I'm also a firm believer in really separating my personal life from my professional life. And that obviously takes precedence over any kind of career. But I have to say that I've really enjoyed and will continue to enjoy doing things outside of the business, like the fashion blog and more hosting, or as you'd call it in the UK, presenting. I do a lot of work over there. I just kind of want to see where I fit in outside of wrestling, because you never want to have a time where you're like, okay, all I know is wrestling. I have no backup plan. You have to really hone your skills and cultivate different skills to sustain you after wrestling, because, you know, if you're only a wrestler or you're only used to wrestling, what are you going to do afterwards? And, you know, especially for a female, if you want to, you know, get married and have kids and all that, you need to be able to have a different skill set about you rather than just, oh, I'm some chick that was from wrestling. So that's been really cool for me. Just, you know, the older I get, I'm nearing 30 now. I'm calling it flirty 30, not dirty 30. That I'm just really happy that wrestling has given me skills like video editing and hosting and producing and things like that with TNA, so I'm grateful for that opportunity, that are really just going to get me to that next level, whether it's with wrestling, preferably, or without. So I guess we'll just have to stay tuned.
Yeah, actually, that was my next question. I see on your Twitter, it says fashion blog. Talk a little bit about that. And like, I know you said you do a lot of video editing and whatnot, but what's the fashion blog? What do you do aside from really wrestling? I know you have a busy schedule with Evolve, with the Flips app. So.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's funny because people are always like, wow, you know, you're always tweeting, you're always doing selfies. And I kind of laugh because if you know me in real life, you know, a lot of what I do is social media consulting and working with brands. And, you know, a lot of them are fashion and beauty related because I do have the fashion blog, which can be found on ValerieWyndham.net/fashion. Everything you need to know is always on my Twitter, at SoCalValerie. I'm tweeting constantly. But, you know, getting to hone these skills in social media, it has been cool to branch out with different brands that need help. They don't understand Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or, you know, analytics of why what they're doing online isn't working. So that's really cool for me to be in that social media genre. The best part about it is that I can do it anywhere, which is the coolest thing. You know, if I'm on a plane, I'm working with different brands or creating different templates for them. I can do it wherever I'm at. I have an iPad that is my trusty friend on the road with me that I'm always getting things done that way. So, yeah, with the fashion blog, I've always been somebody that's, you know, into style and styling and things like that. Because, you know, modeling is great, and I do still model quite a bit. I love photo shoots. And as much as I want to do fashion photo shoots, I always come back to my old standard of bikini and lingerie, which, hey, you know what? It's got me this far. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I do enjoy it a lot. So in addition to modeling, though, social media consulting and video editing and things like that are what's going to really, like I said, sustain me after wrestling and modeling because, you know, who wants to be, you know, close to 50 years old doing this kind of thing? So I feel like I've always got my hand in different projects, and I think that's really important is to always be working. I'm always called a hustler, and I appreciate that term because I'm always hustling, you know. I've always got some new project going on. Like right now, I've been editing videos all day for the Perfect Wedding Guide event that I just did, and it's really neat that my following from wrestling is so supportive of other ventures that I take because they've been nothing but really great on Twitter. It's very rare that I have somebody on Twitter that's mean or unsupportive because they've been a great bunch and it's helped me quite a bit. So I have wrestling to thank, and that is my first love and my passion, first and foremost.
With wrestling, I mean, wrestling is such a vast fan base like you talked about. Talk to me about how passionate wrestling fans are. I mean, wrestling fans will follow their favorite wrestlers all across the world, and I'm sure you do the same. What have your experiences been like with a lot of the fans out there?
Well, I think it's interesting when you mention wrestling, because if I am in a social situation where I'm not around wrestling people, which does happen, I know that sounds shocking, but sometimes I have, you know, real-life people hanging out, and somebody says, well, what do you do? And a lot of times I say an announcer because it's the easiest way to come across as just sort of, oh, okay, and then the conversation keeps flowing. If I say model, it sounds pretentious. It sounds like, oh, I'm a model. But if I say wrestling, it's cool if they like wrestling, but no one ever just stops and goes, okay, well, you know, that's cool, and they just keep going. Everyone always goes, whoa, 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 whoa. Wrestling? What do you mean wrestling? Do you know Hulk Hogan? Is it the real wrestling? You know, all these ridiculous questions. But the coolest thing I find about fans is that you don't have a happy medium with wrestling fans. You either love it or you're not interested in it at all. And I think that's a testament to how passionate wrestling makes us as fans. And I'm the first person to readily admit that I'm such a, I don't like the term mark, I think it's kind of degrading. I'm such a fan, always have been, always will be. And I can't stand it when people in wrestling are like, oh, well, you're tweeting during Raw. I'm like, Lance Storm tweets during Raw. And he's Lance Storm. He's one of the most respected wrestlers on the planet. And, you know, kudos to him for respecting the product enough to watch it and watch it evolve and readily admit that he watches it. And that's why he's as good as he is. He's always going to be, you know, knowledgeable about what's going on in wrestling and the transition into new eras of wrestling. And that's how you do it. You really love wrestling, you watch every product you can, and you should admit it readily. Victoria, Lisa Marie, is another good buddy of mine that is so honest, and it's so refreshing that she's honest about liking wrestling. But I also hear from people that, oh, well, I used to watch it as a kid, you know, what's going on in wrestling now? And I have to remind them, everything you loved about it as a kid is still going on, and it's only getting better from here. I mean, it's interesting because you have wrestling fans that will say, oh, well, you know, my era was so great, you know, you're never going to have another era like the 80s. And then you have people from later generations that say, oh, well, nothing's going to compete with the Attitude Era. To me, I started watching about 98, 99, and that for me was my era. That was my favorite part of wrestling. And in my mind and in my heart, I think, oh, nothing's going to compare with the WCW, WWF invasion. That was the best. To me, it was the best. you have to respect the younger fans now that are watching wrestling and go, and they think this is the best era in wrestling. John Cena is the best. Roman Reigns, like, you know, the Rock to them. Strange for us because we didn't grow up with this stuff. We're a lot older now. But you really have to be respectful and open to the idea that you can't, you know, diminish someone's idea of the best wrestling era because it's I hate to compare it to art, but I have to. It's all subjective, and it's how you look at it as a fan. And we have the most diehard loyal fans out of any sport, any genre out there today.
I think that's what's great about professional wrestling is there is no off season. It's always, like you said, it's always going to be evolving. It's always going to be growing. And before we let you go, speaking of your fans, tell us where they could find you.
Well, definitely. I can be seen on Twitter at SoCalValerie. That's really where I post everything. There's links there, even in my bio, to my email address, my fashion blog, my website, ValerieWyndham.net. But yeah, Twitter is my main platform. It's my favorite form of social media. I tweet all the time. I tweet my Snapchat ID on there. That's also VWyndham. So yeah, just catch up with me there. I'm promoting Flips TV and Evolve and Shine Wrestling all the time. And that's really, if you're a fan of the more wrestling side of SoCalVal, you're going to get a lot of fulfillment out of seeing things on WWN Live that are now on Flips TV, which means Evolve and Shine Wrestling. So I would say Twitter because that's where I am the most. So find me and follow me.
Well, SoCalVal, we thank you so much for your time. And, guys, be sure to check her out this weekend on the Flips TV app, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Evolve Tag Tournament. SoCalVal, thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much. You guys were so professional and nice. I had such a great time. Thank you.
Take care.
Well, that was the definitive SoCalVal interview. I think hopefully all you guys enjoyed it. I thought she was a great guest. I don't know. Well, I mean, I thought that was very, very enjoyable. It was a great time. She gave us a lot of good information, a lot of good thoughts.
Yeah, it was eye-opening, you know. We did a lot of research and whatnot, and she really gave us so much, and we really appreciate it. We learned a lot, and frankly, what we also learned too is that we have a lot of the same things. You know, I did not know that SoCalVal managed Claudio Castagnoli, and if there's one guy that she could manage, it would be him. I'm a true mark for Cesaro, so I feel good about that.
Yeah, I thought that was a lot of good stuff I didn't know about Val, and she's got a lot much longer history in wrestling than I think any of us really realize because she's so young, you know, in general, but she's been in the business for, she said, almost 14 years. So she's seen a lot and been through a lot during that period of time.
That's a long time, very, very long time.
So I was much better looking 14 years ago, I know that much.
I wasn't, but let's move on.
Yeah. I was still short.
Well, you know.
We win some, we lose some. So... I mean, we're 6 minutes past the cutoff from Monday Night Raw.
Thank God for DVR. DVR is a beautiful thing.
That's true. Except, are we going to DVR Royal Rumble next week during the NFC game?
No, because the Giants got eliminated, so I don't care.
Appreciate your honesty, Brian. So, I mean, I guess what we're going to do is we'll take a seat. We're going to recap, watch some Monday Night Raw, and then we will be back this week. With another, actually, recap and a prediction show.
And a prediction show, yeah. It's that time of the month. Yeah. Well, it's that time of the month. That sounds terrible. It's that time.
It's
for
not
prediction.
My time.
Okay.
Well, let's see. It might be that time of the month. Let's see how the Rumble ends.
Okay.
No, that's usually around the 8th for me.
Oh, okay. Eighth. Yeah. First there's a leap year, though. Does that affect anything for you?
Oh, no. No, I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I read that in a book once.
Well, folks, we've officially jumped the shark, as they say. We had a great show, and now we're talking periods.
It's all coming again.
I call it my guy time, okay? But no, actually, honestly, the Royal Rumble, the prediction shows are my favorite, and the Royal Rumble is my favorite pay-per-view of the year. Tied with SummerSlam, but I'm
not Extreme Rules. That's not your favorite show?
Nice talking to you guys.
Over the Limit?
No.
Is that still a pay-per-view?
That was the one when Owen passed away.
I'm a Fastlane guy.
Over the Edge. Over the Edge.
That was Over the Edge 99.
Oh, Over the Limit? What was that?
Over the Limit's...
Wasn't that the car one when they had the...
No.
Fastlane. That's the car one, right?
Yeah. Over the Limit, you're right. They did have the speedometer.
They had the speedometer, right?
Oh, yeah.
It
wasn't Ryback.
That was October, if you remember.
Once again, I think we're starting to get away. We had a great guest. She was phenomenal. And now we're just...
Well, to bring it back, I really hope they announce the full card for the Rumble.
Yes, that would be key for them to do that tonight.
Yeah, so we could get our prediction show. I know Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar are going to be on the show tonight, so I'm looking forward to that.
They're going
to
be on the highlight reel, actually.
So that's right.
That should be pretty good.
I was looking forward to Brock.
Come on.
I get is that the Miz segment? No, it's the Jericho segment, right?
That's the Jericho segment.
Yes. Jericho 2000.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and watch Raw. Again, thank you to our guest, SoCal Val. We really appreciate your time. He's the Nature Boy. He's the Stallion. I'm the Enforcer. We're tapping out.
Later.